What business are you in? I think you guys are in the trust business. What business was a hostage negotiator in? I was in the trust business. But take the word trust out and drop in the word predictability. And then things begin to change. Because as soon as you begin to make things more predictable and understandable, now you begin to help them in huge ways. Your clients, buyers and sellers, match almost exactly the psychological profile and reactions of the family members of a kidnapped hostage. Somebody's family member gets kidnapped, their child gets kidnapped, and their hopes and dreams for the future have been taken hostage, have been hijacked. When your home is for sale, or you're trying to buy a home, these are hopes and dreams for the future. Very same profile. You can Google the most stressful events in people's lives, and buying or selling a home, especially selling a home, is very high on that hit parade. And the other interesting thing about this is the very same as a kidnapping is when a kidnapping starts, the family doesn't know when it's going to be over. Even though I know, I can guess within, if I know the profile of the case and I know the country that it's in, I can guess within either a week or a month as to how long it's going to take. I know, but they don't know. They haven't been through this before. One of the definitions of traumatic stress is that it's unrelenting. They don't know when it'll be over. Your clients, your buyers and sellers, they don't know when this is going to go away. They don't know when it's going to be over. And that is overwhelming for people. That's why they call it traumatic stress. In the kidnapping business, we found out that the families of kidnapped victims suffered traumatic stress at the same rates as the victims because they didn't know when it was going to be over. So that being said, what are some little things that you can do to make it easier? With these guidelines that I'm going to share with you, and I heard some of them talked about yesterday, word for word, by some of your top professionals in the room, we didn't have one single family go off track, go in the wrong direction, not follow our guidance when we followed some of these simple things. One of the things that I told that father when I spoke to him on the phone, since he doesn't know how long the kidnapping is going to last for sure, even though I've already given him a time frame, and I know as soon as I hang up the phone with him that the fear is going to come rushing back in, if he doesn't know the next time I'm going to call him, it's overwhelming. But I tell him, I'm going to call you back in an hour. Every time that I spoke to him on the phone, I said, you'll have me back on the phone in an hour. The father, if he doesn't know how many days it's going to be, is going to be scared to death. But if he knows he's only got to last for an hour, he can hang in there for an hour. I heard Supermom yesterday talking about calling her clients 3 times a week, no matter what. That's phenomenal advice. Because if you've got a client that doesn't know when it's going to go through, they're sitting there waiting for the phone to ring, not knowing when it's going to ring. The unknown is a huge stressor. Here's how bad of a stressor the unknown is. Before I became a hostage negotiator, I was a member of FBI SWAT, and I tried out for the Bureau's version of the Navy SEALs, and the FBI has something called the Hostage Rescue Team. And when I tried out for them, their maximum psychological stressor for us to try to get us to break was simply the unknown. They'd take us for a run, and we'd want to know how far we were going to go so we know how fast to run. If I know I'm going to run for an hour, if I'm going to run for 5 miles, I know how fast to run. And they'd take us for a run, and they'd just say, start running. We're done when we're done. Now, every single time they took us for a run, it was for about 45 minutes. But they take you out on a run, and if you know you're going to go 45 minutes, I can run 7-minute miles. If you run a lot, you know exactly how fast you run. You can pace yourself. If you don't know, it's supposed to stress you out, especially if they're trying to run you into the ground. The unknown. If that's the maximum stressor for special forces around the planet, imagine what the unknown as a stressor for your clients is. And imagine how far you can go instantly if they know they're going to hear from you 3 times a week. No matter what, you have just now stepped up your game in terms of being in the trust business because you're adding predictability to it. They trust you more. They give you more latitude. The other thing I love that I heard the supermom said yesterday too, which we did, and I had to learn this the hard way. When we're in the midst of a kidnapping that we know is going to last months, weeks, and many of them did, some of them last years, I would coach all of my negotiators, if you got nothing to tell the family, call them up and tell them you got nothing. Bring them on the phone. They know they're going to hear from you every couple of days. Call them on the phone and say, look, I just want you to know there's nothing new. And the families would love that. I learned that the hard way because there was a Department of State Citizen Services guy who was doing far better with the families than we were on the international kidnappings. And I finally said, well, you know, they love you. What are you doing? He says, I call them every couple days, and if I got nothing new, I tell them I got nothing new. They love it because it adds predictability and stability, and they can cope with the uncertainty. Supermom yesterday said, you know what, if I got no showings, if I got nobody's come in to see the house, I call them and I say, look, nobody's been in to see the house. And your gut instinct is going to be, oh, that's going to make me look stupid. It's going to make me look like I'm not doing anything. That is not what it does. It makes you look like you're watching out for them. It helps, and in a way that they don't even understand, you're now helping to mitigate that stress for them. Now, the other thing this is also, which was, I really wanted you to get the distinction in this, this is not calling them on the phone and saying, how you doing? How you doing? It's not calling them on the phone saying, how are you? And I can remember one time, one of my negotiators in the Cincinnati division, we had a sister in the Cincinnati area. And I heard about this young lady, this woman, the entire time because everybody was scared of her. When I finally met her in person, I was blown away because she was this buoyant, positive, upbeat, kind of like young pixie woman. And I was like, this is a girl that everybody's scared of? Because she didn't take nonsense. She was a no-nonsense kind of person. So my negotiator says, you know, I'm tired of calling her on the phone and asking her how she's doing and having her bite my head off. And I said to him, no, are you kidding me? How do you not know how she's doing? Her sister's being held hostage by terrorists. How are you doing? It's a silly question. I told you to call her and tell her you got nothing new. It'll take you 3 seconds. But he felt that made him look stupid. He's supposed to be the FBI, supposed to have all the answers. You know, we got computers, we got satellites. I can't call him and tell him there's nothing new. Believe me. The distance that will go to help people relax while their child, their home, their hopes and dreams for the future is on the line in your hands, touch base with them regularly and just give them simple updates and you'll be amazed at how far it will go. And don't start by saying, how you doing?
All right, my friends. You have a decision to make. This is what's coming at you starting tomorrow. You can only be in one of three places. You're either going to be the same, you're going to be worse, or you're going to get better. Those are the only three choices: the same, worse, or get better. Now, two out of three of those choices require effort. Here's how you can move your real estate negotiation skills forward. What you see in front of you right now is a Black Swan Group's website. It is at blackswanltd.com. This is what you see as soon as you get to the site. Go to Negotiation Services, and then on the drop-down box, you see Training for Individuals. Click on Training for Individuals. That opens up this window. Now, let's scroll down. There's the live events for Winning with Tactical Empathy, Negotiation Basics, the online course, and then, of course, further down, we see Real Estate Success with Never Split the Difference, online course. Click on Learn More. This is the cost to enroll now. This is the investment in you. $199 gives you 6 months of access. There are 8 video lessons here. These are the 8 lessons, covering every aspect from the beginning to the end, whether you're a buyer's agent or whether or not you're a seller's agent, flourishing as a professional real estate agent, and finally the bargaining process and bringing it all together. We worked really hard on these lessons. We put months of work into these lessons. They are PowerPoints with audio instruction, walking you through every aspect of what you're faced with. We want you to succeed. You are a bargain at 6%. As a full-fee, full-service agent, you are a bargain. And we want you to get everything that you've worked hard for so you can advance your life, so that you can advance your family's life, so you can give your kids a better place to live, so you can give yourself a better house and a better future. We wish you the very best.